Igor, the cobwebs are not hung. The butcher knives are not sharpened. The wolfman needs a bath, and your mummy called all the way from Cairo. But you are busy. What gives, my little friend?
Meister, I am just so absorbed in the Nufi EVP, talking with the dead Nufaland e-book.
Well, the Halloween season is upon us, folks, and you can get your copy of Nufi EVP, Talking with the Dead of Newfoundland, on Amazon.ca at a very special Halloween discounted price. That's right, for $1, the price of a cup of coffee, you could be reading ghostly tales from all across Newfoundland.
Igor.
Yes, master.
What is a smartphone or a tablet?
Remember, folks, this deal is only available until midnight Halloween.
Ghostly greetings from the oldest city in North America. I'm your host, John Mallard, bringing you the best in East Coast esoterica. You, my friend, have stumbled upon the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast.
Happy Halloween out there. This is John Mallard with a very special bonus episode of the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. I was actually interviewed myself by Warren and Chelsea at the party at CHMR. It was a live radio interview a couple weeks ago, and I hope you enjoy it. It's all about electronic voice phenomena and my book. Have a great day. Have a great Halloween.
We are back here on the party on CHMR.
Yes, we are.
I'm your host, Warren Gordon.
And I am Chelsea Skeens.
And we are currently joined by John Mallard from the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. And just to let you know, the weather outside is not frightful yet. But I'm here to bring the frights right to you guys.
Nice.
And I just got to say something even before we dive in, because I know there's so much to talk about. What you guys are doing here every Saturday night means the absolute world to the arts community. You have no idea how important that is. You also have no idea whose ears are listening. And
we don't.
Let me tell you something. The more you guys reach out, the more you guys get your names out there, the more friends you make, the bigger this show is going to be. And I'm so happy to be on your show today. I think it's imperative to have a voice for the voiceless, especially since we lost a certain record store not too long ago that meant the world to us. So please keep doing what you're doing, and I'll keep doing what I'm doing.
Thanks so much.
So let's talk about you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I figure I'll start this off the same way I start off my podcast, if you guys would like to hear my handle.
Sure.
Okay, here it comes. Ghostly greetings from the oldest city in North America. I'm your host, John Mallard, bringing you the best in East Coast esoterica. You, my friends, have stumbled upon the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast, live on CHMR, The Party. How's that?
I like it.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
That's better than us.
And, well, I try not to be better, but I'm willing to work with you here. I'm willing to work. I guess before we dive in and tell you about a little bit about myself. First and foremost, I am a paranormal investigator. Okay, it's what I love to do. And I'm also a paranormal podcaster. It's what I love to do. They're both the different sides of a very awesome coin to be involved with. Mm-hmm. My paranormal investigation team, the Life After Death Society, has been around for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And we take what we do very, very seriously. My partner, Robert Dumont, is a former private investigator. Mm-hmm. He's the real deal. In my opinion, the only real paranormal investigator for that reason that I know. And people hate when I say that, because there's a lot of people who love to do this on the weekends, but realistically, this guy's word is good in court and he's insured. So awesome. Myself, I have a classic tale of being the atheist turned paranormal investigator. And it actually is a little bit of a heart wrencher. My father was diagnosed with terminal illness, cancer, and the doctors and everyone had pretty much said, you know, we don't know what's going to happen to you. And the prognosis wasn't too good, to be honest. Everyone had written him off, of course, because, you know, everyone has been touched by cancer. I'm sure you both have in some shape or form. And, yeah, my dad's a very devout Christian. He's big into prayer. And, you know, I guess being an atheist is probably my way of rebelling against that when I was a kid. But, boy, did he ever prove us wrong. My father's been around a lot longer than what he should be. And, you know, he's had this horrible liver cancer since 2009
Wow.
and still kicking. That was enough to make me want to seek out the answers to myself, like for myself. Mm-hmm. Definitely, my biggest thing is to tell people out there, if you listen to this and you never heard my podcast before, paranormal isn't necessarily about just having a good scare. It's about hope. Mm-hmm. Not everything on this big, beautiful planet is figured out. It's still a gorgeous riddle, and I want everyone to know that. So, when my friend Robert DeMond came to me and said, we should try ghost hunting sometime, we formed the Life After Death Society shortly thereafter and have been having a great time ever since.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So, I guess, how do people get in touch with you to, I guess, investigate ghostly
There are a number of ways. The most popular way now, we got to go with the times, my friend, and that is Facebook. Okay. The Life After Death Society Lads page is on Facebook. You can like the page, follow all the news. I am just crazy busy with that page, constantly getting measured. I was on the phone for like 10 hours this week already with people,
crazy,
booking investigations. And, you know, the idea, of course, it's Halloween, so we kind of expect that to happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that page really is to get to go there. An email address you guys can reach us at, of course, is lifeafterdeathstudy@gmail.com. Okay? If anybody has a private question, the Facebook page, though, is your best bet, though, because I'm going to get that right away.
Yeah.
A website is coming in the future. Much like yourselves, we are not for profit. So we do have to pretty much work and pay for everything ourselves. So mm-hmm. keep your eye out for that for sure. And yeah, so if you want to get a hold of us, lifeafterdeathsociety@gmail.com, or you can check us out on Facebook, Life After Death Society Lads page.
Cool.
So you brought in some recordings.
Of course I brought in some recordings. My God, all I do is record. Well, the recordings are actually a labor of love. You know, I brought you in just a couple that are actually featured in my book, and we'll talk a little bit about the book later. Mm-hmm. But the ones I brought in are very dear to me. Number one, you can actually hear them really well without headphones on. So our friends might be able to hear these who might be driving in their car right now.
Like some people out.
That's right. Before we actually play these, very few people know what an EVP actually is or what
it
even stands for. And what it stands for is the electronic voice phenomena. Okay? It's best described as voices or sounds or anything out of the sort captured by digital recorders, mm-hmm. much like the ones in your room right now, that really should not be there.
Right.
And what I mean by that is that there's unaccounted for voices in a room. There's strange sounds 4 hours into a recording down to Cape Spear being picked up. Mm-hmm. There are many places in Newfoundland that I believe to be haunted, so to say. And by the use of our technology, we use recorders mainly, I do anyway, to capture these things. We actually do manage to capture some really strange things. Mm-hmm. I wrote a book on electronic voice phenomena. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why I wrote the book is to let people know about my journey from atheist to paranormal investigator, but also so people can find out about real live locations that they are permitted to visit any time mm-hmm. themselves. So that's really the main squeeze there.
So are these all around Newfoundland, just mainly in St. John's?
You know what? There's a variety.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a little bit of a paranormal investigation not too long ago out in Cornerbrook. I was there for Atlanticon speaking about my book, and I don't know if you guys heard about that or not, but Atlanticon was so awesome, by the way. Jeff Keeping, great guy. You got to get in there with them, man, because he'd love to have you out there. Trust me there. or at least have the promotion on the air. But the Atlanticon was just a wonderful trip. While I was out there, I actually did a little bit of investigating in the hotel, the Comfort Inn I stayed at. Yeah, so that was pretty good. The Sea Inn. And that was awesome. But mostly the things I have captured around St. John's area, Cape Spear, Warbury Street, a couple of residences in Mount Pearl, and my personal favorite, though, I would think would probably be a cabin up in Holyrood we did. I've actually got a couple of different examples of EVP there that Warren's actually going to throw on the old turntable, and I'm going to tell the story of what it is. All he's going to do is read out what it is to me.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and, I guess, tell the story for you.
Okay, so the first one is Cape Spear. Tell us about that.
Okay, so the first one is Cape Spear, and I believe it is Don't Leave Me.
Yes.
Right? Okay, now, Cape Spear is, in my opinion, well, really, in my book, I explain to people, okay, I don't believe so much in a haunted house. I believe in a haunted world, okay? I believe in another dimension of space people are not aware of, basically, where these are coming from. They're called a non-local causality. This is coming through. We are capturing it with our devices. We don't know how it's happening, but it's happening. And I believe Cape Spear has the perfect recipe for a haunting. You have residual, and you also have intelligent haunting at Cape Spear, in my opinion. And if you guys want to jump on YouTube and listen to some of my stuff, Life Out of Death Society at Gmail, of course, is also on our YouTube plug. But the one I got there is actually captured with an ITC device called a Spirit Box or Ghost Box. This one is a P97, mm-hmm. or I'm sorry, PSB7. And this device basically scans radio stations really, really fast. Now, you guys know yourself, being in the radio biz, that when you scan stations, you will, if you're doing it fast enough, you're going to hear blip, blap, blip, blop, blip, if you just keep scanning through the radio, right?
Right.
Which is fair. But sometimes when we scan through radio, it is believed that spirits can communicate this way. And what we are getting is actual full-blown sentences. This one, in particular, is really creepy. It was caught at the Cape Spear Cross Monument, just overlooking the ocean. It was a memorial there. No longer there now. It is torn down. Unfortunately, it was vandalized. I apparently heard about that the other day. Might do a fundraiser for them soon. But anyway, let those restless spirits have a place to chill. But I'll let you guys play that one right there. It says, "Don't leave me," very clearly. Okay, so hopefully no one heard the F-bomb that time, but I don't know how well people can hear that who are listening to your station right now, but you can clearly hear "Don't leave me," and you can also hear click, 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 click. That was actually 10 stations at a time on AM band.
Wow.
There is no reception, like none, at Cape Spear on AM band.
Yeah.
FM, I can barely hear you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might have it's very quiet. You go on AM and Cape Spear and you sweep your radio, you're going to capture some weird stuff. And that is a classic example of what I call an EVP, electronic voice phenomena. It's also an example of an intelligent entity, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Because the story is about to be unfolded for you. We actually were at the end of a mini session there, communicating, and we're walking away from the monument and leaving it when we actually captured that. Why don't you play that one more time, the get the chill.
Oh.
Hey, please don't leave us, Stain. Keep talking, hey?
It's crazy. Do you ever get, like, scared or creeped out when you're doing this, or is it kind of old hat now?
I fear more of the living.
That's fair.
To be honest. But, Chelsea, I'll tell you this. What really scares me is lying awake at night and not knowing what happens to me when I die. That scares me more than any haunted old house will ever scare me.
So you haven't, I guess, encountered anything malicious?
Not going to say malicious, but I've definitely ran into things that are negative origin, we'll say.
Right.
I'm not going to say I believe in demons. I'm the guy who most ghost hunters don't like talking about. They like to sweep me on the rug because I don't believe in haunted houses. I don't believe in demonology. I don't really believe in Satan. I don't believe in any of that kind of stuff. I believe in an extra dimension of space where these things are originating from.
Right.
But I believe a part of your consciousness survives when you pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a jerk in real life, chances are, on the other side, you're still going to be a jerk.
That's fair.
We've had curse words captured on the radio.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is really strange. I can't explain that. We've had things telling us to get out, leave. My favorite one of all, though, is turn it off. So, there you go.
Saucy.
Yeah, oh, I'm telling you, man. These ghosts got no respect. But the idea, I believe, is sometimes we might not even be capturing them in direct response to us. Maybe we are capturing a conversation that's going on that side, that plane of existence.
So I guess on the opposite side of the spectrum, have you found anything that's like positive?
Yeah, like
positive feedback.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been blessed to be a part of many investigations where the overall feeling is a happy one. One in particular really, really gets me. And actually, we're going to play an EVP from that not a minute from Frobisher Avenue. It's the one that says, "We're ghosts."
Okay.
We'll play that one next. But this was actually the story of a little girl who was seeing her great-grandparents in her dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So the story goes, the child was having nightmares, and her mother, so her mother and grandmother, decided, you know, to try to pry a little bit and find out more. And I write about this in my book as well. The title of the chapter is called Angelic Evidence, okay? Anyhow, so the story goes, this child was having these horrible nightmares, terrors, you know. And one day, her mother walked in the room to kind of check on her. And basically, She just sat up smiling. Went from crying and screaming to smiling. I said, why are you okay? She said, because the lady's here with me protecting me. So that was the first sign that something might have been going on. Okay, everyone, you can go to the bathroom right now. So the story goes, the following day, the little girl's mother and her grandmother had put pictures, because they had a feeling who they thought might be the person visiting them in the dream. They put pictures of their grandparents on the fridge, along with a host of all kinds of other pictures. And the little girl very calmly walked over to the fridge and said, huh, that's my poppy. Scanned over about three or four other pictures, pointed to the other one, and said, and that's my nanny. And the really crazy thing was that these are actually black and white pictures from back in the day the child has never seen before mm-hmm. of her great-grandparents. So, really strange story. doing that investigation, it was warmth. It was a happy feeling. And also made me question, once again, what really is going on, how intelligent they are, and if they are our loved ones. I can think of four or five loved ones right now who have passed away who I would love to talk to, who might be leaning over my shoulder right now going, that's right, Johnny, you tell them, buddy. Good job. Tell them all about the ghosties. My good friend Robert DeMond, who's my partner in all this for the paranormal investigation side of things, he actually captured this particular EVP. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear him ask the question, are you lost? Yes or no? And the answer that actually comes over the radio, which is another example of ghost box phenomena, is we're ghosts.
Okay, yes or no? Are you lost?
So you can kind of hear how I slowed it down a little bit so you can hear a little faster. And to me, that one there is probably not as solid as Don't Leave Me. Mm-hmm. But still, it's an odd thing to have play on the radio.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of examples of electronic voice phenomena are a little bit nonsensical. And what I mean by that is that when we play these ghostly voices, they're not always coherent sentences. Sometimes they're bits and pieces. So it's really interesting to really delve into it. What makes me a little different than, say, your average ghost hunter or paranormal investigator is that my focus is solely on the audio.
Right.
When I go to a location, I am solely focused on audio and ways to make audio work better. I could care less about pictures or video. I hate to say it. I still have never seen a credible ghost picture or video. And that's strange to hear a paranormal investigator say that, but I can say it with the honesty. I've never seen an actual ghost in person, but I've heard them. And I've heard them without my equipment going as well. Mm-hmm. I've heard them in houses. I've heard footsteps. And I've heard different things. So my belief is that this extra dimension of space that separates us and them, okay, makes us a non-local causality. What you're dealing with is something causing an action somewhere else, and all we get is the end result. Mm-hmm. Perfect example. Who's to say me tapping right now is not somebody in another dimension hearing knocks on their wall?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it that way.
So I guess all of this is explained in your book that you've got out right now, or is it coming out?
It is out, my friend.
Okay.
Yay.
So tell us about the book.
This book is just, I don't want to use the word masterpiece because I'm the one who wrote it, and it makes me sound really egotistical. So I'm just going to say it was a labor of love. Okay. It's called Newfie EVP, Talking with the Dead in Newfoundland. It's available on Amazon.ca. It's an ebook. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the reason why I want to keep it as an ebook is because when I do the case studies in the book of these different places, each case study is actually linked to a YouTube video. So you can read about Cape Spear, how we investigated down there, and then listen to the video for the voices yourself. So you're having a truly interactive experience. Really, really awesome for anybody who has one of those gigantic Android phones who wants to sit back with their headphones on and just be totally immersed.
That's awesome. I don't think I've ever heard of that being done before.
I've kind of seen it done with CDs.
Yeah.
But never with YouTube links and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So really, really neat.
That's cool.
The other part of the book too, you know, there's three sections. The first section is really my journey to being a paranormal investigator, my own theories about what I'm dealing with, and a lot of stuff about electronic voice phenomena. Because the last thing I want people to do is have the TV, the reality TV syndrome, where they think they know what they're talking about, and they go look for it because they really have no idea. There's so many things out there. That's a different show for a different time. But what I will say is the three sections of the book. The first section is about me going from atheist to paranormal investigator. It's a sad journey, but it's a really, really moving one. And if you guys are fans of reality TV shows, if you guys are fans of just horror in general, you'll love this stuff. The second part of the book are the case studies that I just mentioned earlier. Cape Spear, place in Holyrood, different locations in St. John's and Mount Pearl. And the third section of the book is a part I put in for free, which is 101 ghost hunting tips. So anybody who might want to do this themselves can have a little bit of help.
Cool. So are we going to play another clip, boy?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Hit me with another one here. Octagon Pond.
Octagon Pond. Now, this one here is also very clear. Now, Octagon Pond is actually a really popular walking place out in Paradise. Mm-hmm. Beautiful spot. We actually done a lot of investigating in different areas that are surrounded by water because, as I write in my book, I believe water may be a stimulus for hauntings becoming apparent. How it works, we don't know, but apparently it does work. One thing I will say about this Octagon Pond one is probably one of the sadder EVPs I ever caught. Kind of sad. You're going to hear me and Robert talking after each word. So you'll hear the word, you'll hear us talk, and then you'll hear us react. And it's pretty self-explanatory. Once again, this one here is also a ghost box EVP. Go ahead.
Help.
Help.
Help me.
Help.
Help.
Help me.
Help.
Help.
Help me.
So, you guys are in the radio biz. Why the heck would that be on a radio?
It wouldn't be.
Yeah, it's strange. It is.
How many did you say? How many stations are you flipping through?
That one there, I believe we usually have it set at 300 a minute. Mm. So you're getting.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. It's pretty quick. That being said, if I only had one word, I probably wouldn't consider it an example of EVP.
Yeah.
Another thing, too, whatever I do capture on the radio, as crazy as that is to hear, mm-hmm. I do not consider it as credible as I would a regular recorder EVP with just a recorder in the room. And if we got time, I'd love to play one of those, too. There is one from Warbury Street that's going to blow your mind.
Let's hear that one.
I'm going to have to tell you to probably turn that one up, though, because it is a little bit quiet, okay? Now, this is the story. My friend had just moved into this house down on Warbury Street.
Do they still live there?
Yes, they do. They still live there. They're crazy enough to stay. This is one of my favorite stories. Now, so the story goes, very close to the property, a grisly murder had taken place. And I'm not going to say a man or woman. A human was found in a suitcase after being hacked to pieces. So, wow, Warbury Street sounds like a great place to go for a paranormal investigation because we do believe that areas that have seen a lot of trauma may be a perfect place for a haunting to take place. Anyhow, we go there and we never captured a whole lot. But at one point during the investigation, we had left a recorder in the back room by itself. This recorder, there was no one there. No one's in the house. There's no power in the house. It's completely empty. He doesn't even have his furniture in it yet. I think he had like a bed in that room and a recorder on it. That's about it. And suddenly we hear what sounds like a little girl hum a tune. Bizarre. Shouldn't have happened, but you guys be the judge yourselves. Go ahead and take a little listen to this. This is a true EVP. So there you have it. And when I put it there for you guys, it's chopped up from, like, what you don't understand is that, like, 4 or 5 hours of nothing, and then you hear that hum when you go over this and your recorders. That's actually chopped and then taken and slowed down and turned up. I don't believe in changing any of the settings in Audacity. I use Audacity, for anybody who wonders. It's awesome, by the way, and free. I don't go in and affect these things. I don't go in and change them. Like, I know as a podcaster, I can go in and change the integrity of what I'm listening to. But I feel if I go in there and mess around with gain and noise removal and stuff like that, I'm hurting the integrity of the EVP. Mm-hmm. So what might not be too super clear is still the real deal. And I want you guys to know that, okay? I could clean that up and make that sound amazing for you. But here's the reality of it. I feel that is kind of hurting what it really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are hearing a ghostly hum. It's a scale. I can play it on piano if we had one right now. It's weird. It shouldn't be there. And that's caught down on Warbury Street right here in good old St. John's.
Wow.
Strange. I believe it's a child. And I did capture another EVP on the ghost box 37 seconds after that one, which very politely says, "Want to play?" So, interesting. Unsettling, but still awesome.
All right. Well, thanks, John, for coming in.
Yes.
Yeah. And where can we check out your podcast?
Okay. This is the most important part, of course. Yes. First and foremost, got to throw this out there. The Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast is on Podbean, okay? But you can find me on Stitcher and iTunes and, of course, the Facebook page. Odd the Newfoundland has its own Facebook page. And a little shameless plug before we go on my behalf as well. Right now, I am having Johnny's Booktacular and giveaway. I am giving away a free copy of my ebook this Halloween. But in order to get on in that event, first you got to add yourself to the event. You got to like the Facebook page for the Life After Death Society and the Odd to Newfoundland, and I will put you in the draw. I would love to give Warren or Chelsea a free copy of my book, especially since all I've seen on Chelsea's face is what the F. The entire time. That's it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, John, for coming in.
My pleasure, and I can't wait to come back. Maybe we can make this a yearly thing. Hey?
I would love that.
Hopefully. Yes.
Hopefully. And remember, podcasting is awesome. Okay? You can do that too.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
And with that, I do say goodbye. I look forward to talking with you once again. From the oldest city in North America, I bid you adieu from the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast.